I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane, PA. Each week on this broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program is called Kane's Golden Gloves. For nearly 20 years, Kane played host to many boxing matches, and many aspiring young pugilists honed their skills on the hilltop. Sponsored by the YMCA and the Kane Elks Athletic Club, teams competed in local exhibitions and in more organized Golden Gloves competitions. Winning regional matches in Erie and Pittsburgh could take a talented fighter all the way to New York or to the national title matches in Chicago. Many local men were bitten by the boxing bug and dreamed big in the mid-1930s into the mid-1950s about being a boxing champ. In 1935, the Kane Armory hosted an amateur boxing event sanctioned by the Pennsylvania Boxing Commission, featuring a full card of area fighters, including a bout between area CCC champs. Boxers from Jamestown, Franklin, Oil City, Butler, and Warren made up the 7-fight card, with the featured bout between Sammy Carvat, the Western Pennsylvania champ, and Joe Fazio of Warren rounding out the night. In the days before TV, live boxing was a big event. In 1939, a new Kane boxing club made its initial appearance on a card in Eldred. John Henry Sherfield, dubbed Tiger, Kenny Knapp, Snag Gibson, Steve Kupko, and Marsh Gathers composed the group, which was trained by Bob Ruppel. Ruppel had been a leading lightweight in amateur circles throughout the section, according to reports in the Kane Republican. The Kane boys were also managed by Charles Gathers and Ed Shaw. After the war, boxing programs were organized by the Y under direction of Lee Forsyth, Kane's resident boxing expert. The old Y auditorium was converted for use as a ring, and many youngsters at the close hand of Lee Forsyth took up the sport. Angie Zaffino was a tough flyweight at 112 pounds, and Tom Kibbe fought at 127 pounds as a featherweight. Ray and Louis Brinkley were good mixers at 135 pounds. But the most promising fighter by far was John Chapman Jr. at welterweight. Welterweight Roy Overbeck rounded out the club. In 1949, Johnsonburg held a 7-match event under the lights at Johnsonburg Memorial Park and featured John Chapman, Ray Brinkley, and Fred Rakeski. Other Kane fighters of the day included Bill Cowden, Pete Nicolazzo, Phil Scatella, Frank Rakeski, and Jiggs O'Rourke. In addition to Lee Forsyth, Dick Graville was a key trainer and manager. In 1950, Olympic Luggage of Kane produced special traveling bags made of Tolex, a new plastic material that was used in grips that were awarded to regional Golden Gloves champs. And in 1951, John Atlas Chapman won his match in Pittsburgh in the Dapper Dan fights after winning the 147-pound class at the Golden Gloves in Erie. A powerful left hook and a right cross combination dropped his opponent in the first round of the Pittsburgh fight. Before that fight, Ezard Charles, world heavyweight champ, went up to the ring to wish Chapman good luck. With Lee Forsyth's help, Chapman made his boxing debut on TV in 1952, looking fit and sharp on an Erie station, making his hometown fans on the hilltop proud. In 1954, Golden Gloves bouts were held in Gannon Auditorium with John Donovan, Joe Frost, Norman Golden, and Jim Ewings representing Kane. Two additional fighters from Erie, Eddie Sennett and John Bizzaro also competed under Lee Forsythe's tutelage. Sadly, Lee Forsythe passed away at the age of 35 in 1955. He had been stricken by a brain tumor in 1951 and underwent several difficult surgeries. Forsythe's passing effectively brought an end to the Golden Gloves era of boxing and Kane. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your story ideas and suggestions to CitizenKanePA@gmail.com. Happy New Year, and thank you for listening.